Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So what kind of art do you like, Laura?
I like to see paintings of Leonardo da Vinci. There's so many interesting stories behind his famous paintings, such as, who is Mona Lisa? What about you, Pat?
Well, I would say that I like classical art, pictures of famous scenes from stories or from history or of the countryside.
Oh, classical art, 古典艺术。Yeah, 是上次刚刚 Pat 老师提到从故事当中或是历史当中出现的一些 scenes, famous scenes, 很有名的场景哦，或者是风景画哦。
I wonder how many famous art pictures we can name.
I'll start. Well, I already mentioned one at the beginning, Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, The Last Supper by the same artist.
Oh, Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh.
Actually, I'll stop you there because in today's article, we're going to talk about how some people used that picture, Starry Night, to send a message about the environment. Let's read through the article and find out more about it.
Reading.
Starry Paradise. Van Gogh's Starry Night is a beautiful piece of art. It currently hangs in the Museum of Modern Art in New York, U.S. However, there's a copy that's much closer to home. It's in Rayfang District, New Taipei City, and it's made out of nearly 4 million recycled bottles. This art piece, called Starry Paradise, was created by Taiwanese artist Wang Jianwei and Zhouting Advertising Company. They worked together to open it at Embrace Cultural Creative Park in 2016. The purpose of the art piece is to illustrate how many plastic bottles are thrown away. In Taiwan alone, about 6 million plastic bottles are tossed out every year. Starry Paradise really comes alive at night, when it's lit up to show its many colors. Visitors can take a closer look by walking on wooden paths through the bottles, too. The park's facilities also include an exhibition on the making of the artwork. Starry Paradise is sure to impress visitors with its beauty and its message to keep the environment clean.
The article begins by saying, Van Gogh's Starry Night is a beautiful piece of art.
Wow, so 一开始呢，诶，我们课文今天提到的就是有关这个梵谷或是梵谷是不是的这个星夜 Starry Night， 它是一个魅力的艺术品。Next, it says it currently hangs in the Museum of Modern Art in New York.U.S. or United States. 那它目前是在哪里呢？正在美国纽约的这个现代艺术博物馆展出哦。
That museum is often written MoMA, M-O-M-A for short, and some people might call it that. Next, the article says, however, there's a copy that's much closer to home. The phrase closer to home means it's near to where we are now, so it must be in Taiwan.
Right. The article says it's in Rayfang District, New Taipei City, and it's made out of nearly 4 million recycled bottles.
That's a lot. So a district, D-I-S-T-R-I-C-T, district, is a particular area of a country, either a general area or one that has its own leader or group of leaders. So, for example, in Taipei, there's Xinyi District, Zhongshan District, Songshan District, Da'an, Shilin, and so on.
That's right. 所以接着课文有提到说，不过呢，有一个离你更近的复制品就位于新北市的瑞芳区哦。它是由将近400万只的回收瓶制作而成的。好哇， 这里出现了很多字，不过 let's first take a look at this word district, 就是区或者行政区，像是刚刚 Pat 老师有提到台北市啦，有很多区域 ,OK, 像是有分信义区啦，中山区啦 ,which is where I live in, 中山区 district, 还有我们的公司是在大安 district。
We also saw the phrase be made out of, which means the same as made of or made with, and just talks about the materials used to make something.
Okay, be made out of, 其实就是由什么制成的。那通常呢，其实我们常常看到还有 be made of, 有同样的意思，就是被什么制成的。那制作过程呢，原料本质是不变哦，然后它是物理的变化，例如可能它的形状会改变，比方我用一个例子，大家会比较清楚，像是 the table is made of wood, 这张桌子是木做的， OK, 它的本质是不变，都是木头。那当我们用 be made from, 注意哦，它就是由什么制成的意思，所以制作过程是会改变原料的本质，这是化学变化，像是发酵哦，就是一个化学变化。比方呢，我们常常看到这个面包 ,bread is made from flour, 它就是由面粉制成的哦。Okay, so let's continue reading.
Okay, well, we found that in this case, this copy of Starry Night is made out of recycled bottles. To recycle, R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, recycle something, means to turn waste into a material that can be used again. So things like paper, plastic and metal, and all of these things we throw away can be made into new products. For example, we should recycle these old newspapers.
我们来看一下 recycle 这个字哦，它是个动词，就是回收利用的意思。那我们在课文当中我们看到的 recycled 是过去分词当作形容词用，表示回收的什么什么东西。For example, we could recycle paper, glass, cans, and plastic. Okay, so, what do we learn about this artwork?
The next sentence says, this art piece called Starry Paradise was created by Taiwanese artist Wang Jianwei and Zhoujing Advertising Company. Now the word paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E, paradise, means a perfect place to be or to live. It's also a word we can use to mean heaven, the place we go after we die.In a paradise, everything is exactly how you want it. For example, this beautiful island is a beach lover's paradise.
Oh, okay, paradise. 其实它就是有天堂 heaven 的意思。不过呢，在口语上，我们常常也可以用 paradise 来表示乐园，像天堂一样的地方。So, for example, some say Hong Kong is a shopper's paradise. 就是有些人说香港是购物者的天堂。I want to go there. Okay, 所以呢，课文提到的就是哦，这个艺术品是叫做什么呢？星空草原。Okay, starry Paradise, 就是由台湾艺术家王正伟以及这个酒井广告打造而成。So this artwork was created by an artist, Wang Zhengwei, and also an advertising company?
That's right. When we talk about advertising, A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-I-N-G, advertising, we mean the business of making people know about products and making people want to buy them. This could be making TV commercials or thinking of other ways to make a product more well-known and more attractive. An advertising company is a company that is really good at this and helps other companies by making commercials for them. So we would say, this company has spent a lot of money on advertising.
Okay, advertising 其实就是广告业哦，所以像是刚刚提到的广告公司就是 advertising company。那它的动词就是为什么做广告，就是 advertise， 就是动词。而 advertisement or advertisement or ads 其实就是广告啊这样子的统称，像是电视广告其实就是 advertisement 的其中之一的类别，但是它的英文是 commercials。
We also learn that they worked together to open it, Starry Paradise, at Embrace Cultural Creative Park in 2016. Now, the word embrace, E-M-B-R-A-C-E, embrace, can mean to hug someone or also to accept a particular idea.
OK, 所以在2016年他们合力为这个作品在哪里呢？在这个永恒文创园区节目，其中的 embrace 其实有拥抱啊，怀抱的意思就是 hug. And can you explain the word cultural, please?
Sure. Cultural, C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, cultural means that something is related to the culture of a place or a people. So that is their ideas, beliefs, behavior, and so on.It can also relate to the arts, and in this case, I think it's a mixture of both, the art and other creative ideas of Taiwanese and other cultures.
Wow, cultural 其实就是指文化上的，像是呢 there are some cultural differences between us, 或是有时候文化冲击就是 cultural shock. 那 culture 则是它的名词，就是文化。For example, it's almost not possible to learn a foreign language without learning its culture. 没错，学语言还是要学文化，对不对？ So in our introduction, we talked about Starry Paradise having a special message. The next sentence tells us what the message is. It says, the purpose of the art piece is to illustrate how many plastic bottles are thrown away.
Here, we use the word illustrate, I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-E, illustrate, not to mean draw, but to mean show, and show in a clear way that's easy to understand, with pictures or other things we can see.
OK, 所以 illustrate 就是有说明这样子的意思哦，通常是用图啦或者实例等等哦，实质的例子。So this artwork illustrates a problem. Too many plastic bottles are thrown away.
That's right. The word plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C, plastic, can be used as a noun or an adjective and talks about a man-made material that can be put into lots of different shapes.There are many kinds of plastic, so we can talk about plastic bottles, plastic furniture, plastic bags, and so on.
Plastic 在这里是当作形容词来用，就是塑胶制的。OK， 像是 plastic bags， 刚这个 Pat 老师还提到很多的塑胶制的东西哦。OK， 那 plastic 还可以当作名词来用，有塑胶这个材质的意思。所以课文提到的就是该作品目的是阐明被扔掉的塑胶瓶有多少。OK， 所以光是在台湾哦，每年就有大约多少600万个塑胶瓶被丢弃哦。Now, next we learn just how big this problem is, okay? So, 刚刚我提到就是六百万瓶，六百万个，英文是这么说的。In Taiwan alone, about 6 million plastic bottles are tossed out every year. 其中的 toss something out 就是丢掉、扔掉的意思。
Yeah, tossed out is today's shortcut for you, so let's listen and find out more about how to use it.
Shortcut for you.
What's all this? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clean out my closet. I want to get rid of everything I don't wear.
That's a great idea. I have plenty of things I could toss out too.
I'm not just tossing these things around for fun, you know.
When I use the phrase toss out, I mean to get rid of someone or something.
All right, so toss out means 扔掉、丢弃。
Exactly. Hey, do you need any help?
Sure. I'm trying to decide which clothes I can give to local charity.
Well, what do you have there?
This shirt has a few holes. It's missing a couple stitches, and I think that's jam on the sleeve.
Well, as fashionable as that sounds, maybe there's a special place for that shirt.
Yeah, I think this one can be tossed out with the trash.
Hi, welcome back. So, we know about this big problem about plastic bottles. Next, we find out more about Starry Paradise itself. The article says, Starry Paradise really comes alive at night when it's lit up to show its many colours. To come alive means to become even more full of life, colour and excitement.
OK, 所以 come alive 就是变得生动有趣的意思。所以在晚上当这个星空草原被点亮以及展现它的多彩时，更是显得怎么样？一发生动这样的意思啦。The article then tells us how people can look at it. It says, visitors can take a closer look by walking on wooden paths through the bottles too. Wow.
The word wooden, W-O-O-D-E-N, wooden, is used to mean that something is made of or from wood. Sometimes you'll hear people just say wood instead of wooden, but both are okay. So we could say a wood house or a wooden house, wood chairs or wooden chairs and tables, and so on.
嗯，没错，我们都知道 wood 其实就是木头嘛，所以 wooden 这个形容词就是木质的，但在口语上其实这两个有时候可以是互换的，所以像是我刚提到那个 wood 或是 wooden house, actually that reminds me of the story of the three little pigs, the big bad wolf blew away the wooden house of the second little pig. 所以刚刚课文提到的呢，就是说呢，游客们也可以从木质的步道走进这个瓶罐之间，近距离欣赏它们哦。Now here's something for people interested in learning more about Star Paradise. It says...The park's facilities also include an exhibition on the making of the artwork.
That's pretty cool. So a facility, F-A-C-I-L-I-T-Y, facility, means a place, or it could be a piece of equipment, that is used for a particular purpose. So a company might have facilities for making its products, but also for offices and other things for its workers, like somewhere for them to eat.By the park's facilities, we mean its buildings or other things that it has, such as toilets, walls, drinking water fountains, paths, and more.
OK, facility 其实就是通常是指有特地用途的一个场所或者是设备哦。所以在园区的设备还包括什么呢？关于这件艺术品制作过程的展览。
The article finishes by saying, Starry Paradise is sure to impress visitors with its beauty and its message to keep the environment clean.
Wow, 所以最后课文提到，借由它的美丽和保持环境整洁的讯息呢，这个星空草原肯定就是 be sure to 这样子用法，肯定能为这个游客留下深刻的印象。Let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what other uses are there for empty bottles? I'll let you answer this one first, Laura.
Okay, I googled online. I found they actually made this really cute candle holder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And also, oh, and you could actually use really cute, handicraft work for desk organizers. You can put your,
pens and pencils and so on.
Holder, container.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to use the full bottle. That's the thing. We can cut the bottle up and use the halves. So you could even grow plants in them. I mean, we're talking about environmental messages. Mm-hmm. You can hang the plants from the ceiling. You can put them on your desk in them and it makes watering them so much easier. You can make musical instruments out of bottles. Yeah, you fill them with different amounts of water and you can kind of hit them and stuff.
Oh, right.
Now, of course, what you should definitely do is reuse the bottles instead of recycling them.
That's good,
but it does take some energy. So reusing is better. Just wash it out, fill it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could hold all sorts of things. You could use them for flowers, so you could use them for coins.
Mm-hmm. Coins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Keeping your 10 NTs for the washing machine.
Right.
You could make a chandelier that has light.
Wow.
Light bulbs in them.
Yeah, that'll be really pretty.
Yeah, and I've even seen people making a boat.
A boat.
Plastic bottles float, so you get enough plastic bottles and you can float around on them.
It might sink.
Not at all. They're full of air.
Wow.
Air doesn't sink. It's all good.
Okay, maybe I could try that. Okay.
Plenty of ideas out there for your old plastic bottles. But that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, everybody, for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Starry Paradise. Van Gogh's Starry Night is a beautiful piece of art. It currently hangs in the Museum of Modern Art in New York, U.S. However, there is a copy that's much closer to home. It's in Rayfang District, New Taipei City, and it's made out of nearly 4 million recycled bottles. This art piece, called Starry Paradise, was created by Taiwanese artist Wang Jianwei and Zhouting Advertising Company. They worked together to open it at Embrace Cultural Creative Park in 2016. The purpose of the art piece is to illustrate how many plastic bottles are thrown away. In Taiwan alone, about 6 million plastic bottles are tossed out every year. Starry Paradise really comes alive at night, when it's lit up to show its many colors. Visitors can take a closer look by walking on wooden paths through the bottles, too. The park's facilities also include an exhibition on the making of the artwork. Starry Paradise is sure to impress visitors with its beauty and its message to keep the environment clean.
Vocabulary Review. Recycle. Don't throw those bottles in the trash. We can recycle them instead. Paradise. In the story, the monkey goes to live in paradise, but soon he does something bad there. Advertising. Nick studied advertising in university, and now he helps make commercials. Cultural. Japan has many cultural things to see and experience, including art, music, and old buildings. Wooden. Bjorn cut down a tree and made wooden chairs out of it.